What's up, everyone? This is JLP, the host of Mastering Singlehood and Relationships Podcast, coming to you with this brand new episode. I'm truly hoping that all is well with you and your loved ones. It's been a minute, y'all, and I'm glad to be back with this brand new episode, which I believe is a very timely one. This episode has been encouraging me. It is something that God has been just echoing into my spirit as of late, and I believe it's going to encourage you as you're getting ready to close out the year of 2023 and embark upon 2024. I believe, you know, even before I go into this new episode, you are able to see that there's just, again, so many things are happening, not just nationwide in the United States, but worldwide. And as you perhaps may have been observing, you know, if you in fact had the opportunity to be able to listen to one of the word that the Lord has given us concerning this upcoming year 2024, many of what is being done in the world right now or is manifesting right now, you know, in our very eyes, the Lord in his faithfulness already gave us a preview of that, already gave us a warning of that. And so you see there's a lot of upheaval. So you see there's a duality taking place. You see God indeed in his faithfulness, he is preparing his people. He is speaking to us. He is encouraging us. He is comforting us. He is coming through for us as well. And like we read in his word in Romans 8 verse 28, he's making everything work out together for the good of those who love him. And so if you are in Christ and you love God and you are obedient to the Lord, even when it's difficult, God in his goodness and because of his nature being good, he is faithful to take care of you. He is faithful to provide to you your every need in order for you to as well always be ready and prepared for whatever it is that he has in store for you, and also as well for whatever it is that is going on in the world around us. We understand that we live in a broken world. Therefore, there's going to be times of upheaval. There's going to be times where you don't know the answers, right? But you know that Jesus, no matter what, he is the ultimate answer. He is the ultimate provider. He is the one who is able to keep you secure. It is not the government that is going to keep you secure. It is not even your very self that is going to keep you secure. It is not your finances. It is not your real estate properties that is going to keep you secure. It is Jesus Christ, the person, the Son of God, who is able to keep you secure. Speaking on keeping you secure, we released an episode, you know, a few weeks ago or so, or a few months ago or so, because time is flying, guys. It's titled, What Makes One Secure? I truly want you to go ahead. If you are already listened to it, I want you to go ahead and listen to it again. If you have not listened to it, please go ahead and just search it on our podcast, Mastering Singlehood and Relationships Podcast. You know, or if you want to just go ahead and Google it, type What Makes You Secure or What Makes One Secure, Mastering Singlehood Podcast, and it's going to populate that very episode. Another series that I want to just encourage you to go ahead and listen to and meditate upon is our Way to the Promise, Journey with God series, because I believe that series is going to as well just empower you and motivate you as you're wrapping up 2023 to just have an effective 2024. Now, when I say effective year of 2024, again, God sometimes will share things with us in part. Sometimes he's not going to give us the full overview or the full picture, but he gives us a angle, and whatever angle God gives us is enough to sustain us. It's enough to help us to be able to embark on the next phase of the journey. And so one of the things that I want to go ahead and talk on tonight, the main theme concerning tonight's episode is when obedience costs you everything. I'm going to repeat this again. When obedience costs you everything. And one of the reasons that I titled tonight's episode that is because even me personally, I've been, you know, I've undergone a test of faith where I literally had to obey the voice of God when it was unconventional, when other people would probably say, why are you doing this? And many of you perhaps in this season, you've had to do the same thing. And for perhaps you didn't have this situation go gone on in your life in 2023, but I'm telling you, you need to prepare, because many of you, in fact, will be going through certain instances where God is going to literally get you out of your comfort zone in 2024. And you don't want for 2024 to come and you don't prepare. You want to prepare now. And I'm not saying this to cause you to be anxious. I'm not saying this to cause you to be afraid. I'm saying this to cause you to, again, cling to Jesus closer, because as you're clinging to him closer, he sees that your heart is in the right posture, and he is faithful, again, to protect you, to keep you secure. And no matter what happens globally, you will, in fact, be safe in his arms, and he, in fact, will continue to be faithful in your life and provide to you your needs. Why? So that way you can, in fact, know that he is your ultimate provider. It is he that is able to bless. It is he that is able to exalt. It is he that is able to keep you from harm's way. Amen. And so tonight's episode, y'all, is going to be a good one by the grace of God. It's going to be brief, but it's going to be powerful. And I just thank God just for giving us the opportunity to be able to share and impart unto you tonight. This message has been encouraging to me, and I believe by his grace is going to be encouraging to you. There's a few scriptures that I'm going to go ahead and just mention on tonight's episode, but there are others that I'm going to go ahead and just recommend you to read as additional scriptures to be able to encourage you as you're closing out 2023. We will, in fact, be releasing two more episodes before the year close out. And so please go ahead and make sure that you're subscribed to the Mastering Singlehood and Relationships podcast, and that you're also subscribed to the Amuna Culture YouTube channel. Please just continue to just support us in that way, in order for us to continue to just expand the kingdom of God, and as well as share the gospel of Jesus Christ globally. And for those of you who have already done so, thank you very much. And so again, the title of tonight's episode, When Obedience Costs You Everything. When obedience costs you everything. Now, I'm going to be asking a few questions, and wherever you are, you can ponder upon these questions and you can answer them to yourself, or perhaps it's going to take you the rest of the year to literally answer them, because you're going to need the help of God to let you know whether you're being honest with your answers and whether you're not being honest with your answers, and how, in fact, can you reach that point where you can literally say yes to Jesus. You can literally say yes to whatever it is that God is telling you to do, even when it costs you everything. Now, many of us, we care about many things. We care about our family. We care about our livelihood. We care about our careers. We care about the fact that, you know, we have this amount of money in our bank account. We care about our house. We care about our future. But however, if you read scripture, if you read the word of God, many times God asks individuals to do certain things that cost them everything, that cost them their livelihood, that cost them to even part ways from family, that cost them to move far distances in order to be able to do a task, in order to be able to accomplish a mandate that he had placed on their lives. When obedience costs you everything, this is my question to you. Will you say yes to Jesus? Will you say yes to God's purpose and destiny upon your life? Will you say yes, even if it's going to hurt? You are going to go through certain times of sufferance. You know, scripture says, you know, our temporary sufferance, right, cannot compare to the glory that awaits us. And that's something that I want you as well to reflect upon. Even when God tells you to do that hard thing, excuse me, and your mind and your logic, right, you're saying, man, this is impossible, man, this is gonna hurt. If I do this, you know, people are gonna make fun of me, people are gonna cancel me, people are gonna call me false this, false that, people are gonna say that I'm out of my mind. Are you going to take heed to the voice of the Lord, or are you gonna take heed to the voice of your critics? Are you gonna take heed to the voice of the Lord, or are you gonna take the, you know, heed to the voice of society? Are you gonna take heed to the voice of the Lord, or are you gonna take heed to the voice of culture? And so my prayer is that I myself will continue to take heed to the voice of the Lord, and that you who is listening to this podcast episode, you will take heed to the voice of the Lord, because Jesus himself said that if we are ashamed, right, to represent him, if we are ashamed to make others know who we serve, right, he is going to be ashamed to mention us to his heavenly Father. And so many of us, we are at a critical state where God is literally testing our hearts. He's testing our motives to see if, in fact, we would be that group of people that say, you know what, I've done all that God told me to do on this side of eternity, and I did not look back. I kept on moving forward. Even when it was hardest to move forward, I kept on stepping forward, right? I kept on doing the next thing that God told me to do. And even when I could not see the harvest before me, I knew that God was faithful, because he said in his word in Galatians 6:9, if we continue to press on, if we do not give up, we surely shall reap a harvest if we faint not. And so for many of you, this is your faint not season. You have stepped forward many times and you're saying, man, I kind of feel uncomfortable to even step another step, because I feel like there's nothing going to happen for me if I do. But God is coming on here through me, right? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to just say to you tonight that you need to take that next step. You need to take that next step of faith, because God is not a God to be mocked. Whatever it is that he said in his word will come to pass. And as we just stated to you, Galatians 6:9, if you just continue to take that step, if you continue to not give up, he is going to show you his glory. He is going to show you the harvest that you're surely going to reap, because you refused to give up when it was hardest to go forward. You refused to give up when it was hardest to obey the voice of the Lord, because it sounded like the voice of culture was louder. It sounded like the voice of your parents was louder. It sounded like the voice of your critics was louder. It sounded like the voice of fear was louder. Now, y'all, this is just the beginning of the episode. I just wanted to go ahead and just truly just encourage you, empower you, and give you this faith boost as we're just unfolding the message of tonight's episode. When obedience costs you everything. When obedience costs you everything. Now, if you don't mind, I just want to go ahead and just, you know, share this with you as we're going to go ahead and just quickly just briefly reflect and meditate on a few scriptures. I just want to share this with you. There are times where God is going to cause you to do unconventional things. Wherever you are, if you have a pen or pencil with you in a notebook, I want you to write that down. There will be times where God is going to make me do unconventional things. I'm going to repeat it again. There will be times where God is going to make me do unconventional things. What does that mean necessarily? Unconventional things. That means to do what is abnormal. That means to do what is outside of the box. That means when you do something that is countercultural. That means when you are the one of a group that decides to follow Jesus, when everybody else is following culture, when everybody else is following the next trend, when everybody else is doing what everybody else is doing besides what God is doing, when everybody else is doing relationship like the world, besides doing it the way that the gospel tells us to do relationships, besides the way that Jesus himself, God in the flesh, tells us to love one another, tells us to help and be there for one another and be his light, right, in the world. You know, the world, when they're talking about shine your light, they're talking about self, right? They're talking about to shine their light. But when God is telling us as his people to shine our light, he's talking about his light shining through us to the world. It's not necessarily even our light. The very fact that we are able to shine is because his light is shining through us. And that is what causes our own face to be radiant. That is what causes our own life to be spectacular, to be extraordinary, to be out of this world. And so we have to be a people. We get back to the basics. We remind ourselves that we are nothing without Jesus Christ, that we are nothing without the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Even as we are in this Christmas season, it's so necessary and important for us to remind ourselves that Christmas is nothing without Christ. There's no Christmas if Christ is not in it. And the very fact that we're able to celebrate, you know, his birth, that in itself is a miracle that continues to be a miracle no matter how old the story is told. Or no matter how long, rather, excuse me, the story has been told. Because every time when, I don't know about you, but every time when I think about what God did by sending Jesus to die for my sins, to bring me back to Father God, to give me new life, life-giving, and give me a life-giving spirit to be able to help me to navigate through this life, I say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God Almighty. I'm not worthy of that. We are not worthy of that. He is the one that makes us worthy. And that one sacrifice, right, his birth and his death and resurrection, is more than enough for us to be satisfied in this life. It is more than enough for us to continue to get back up, because he allowed us to have that grace and that blessed assurance that he has already gone ahead of us. He has already given us the victory in order for us to continue to live from victory. For those of you who have been faithful listeners of this podcast, as I've been mentioning for months now, God has been echoing the same message to us concerning victory. And I know that it's not by accident, but I know it's because God knew that in this season, his people would need to remind themselves that he already gave us victory. He gave us victory over the enemy. He gave us victory over death. He gave us victory over sickness. He gave us victory over fears. He gave us victory over our past. He gave us victory over our sins. And so if he gave us victory, then we should always be living from victory. We should always be living from above and not beneath. We should always see ourselves the way God sees us and not the way that at times, life causes us to see ourselves, or the way that the world is forcefully causing us to see ourselves or convincing us to see ourselves. But we should see ourselves the way God wants us to see ourselves. And God wants us to see ourselves through the light of Christ. Because he wants us to be just like Christ. Before sin came into the earth, that was the ultimate mission of God, was to make us to be carbon copies of Christ. And one of the main things that sets us apart, if we're truly believers, if we're truly sold out to Jesus, if we're truly called out ones, if we truly are the remnant of God, is that we are just like Jesus in every way. We're not saying that we are Jesus, but that we are like him. We are his brothers. We are his sisters in the holiest of faith. When obedience costs you everything, this is my question for you. And this is a question that I strongly recommend you to meditate upon and to answer before this year of 2023 comes to an end, before you step foot into 2024. When obedience costs you everything, will you say yes to Jesus? Will you say yes to whatever it is that God tells you to do, even when it doesn't make sense, even when you feel like not doing it, even when people will laugh at you, even when people will mock you, even when people will try to cancel you, even when people will deem you're crazy? Speaking of crazy, there's so many servants of God in scripture where they too were labeled as crazy people, as wild people, as dumb people, people that were weird people, people that were just so outrageous, there's no way they could have God on their side. My goodness, one of these individuals that I really want us to concentrate on is David. And as we're speaking upon David concerning this topic of discussion, when obedience costs you everything, I want you to quickly go ahead and open your Bible pages. Go ahead and open your Bible pages to 1 Samuel chapter 21. 1 Samuel chapter 21. And I'm going to go ahead and just quickly be reading. Not 1 Samuel chapter 21, but rather 2 Samuel chapter 6. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 16 to 23. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 16 to 23. And this is the Bible narrative where, again, David just killed, was fighting against so many enemies. So he killed and defeated many of his enemies. And again, now he's returning back to his home to bless his home, to bless his people, and of course, to bless God. But unfortunately, one of his wife, Michal, she was saying of David, why are you dancing the way that you're dancing? Aren't you embarrassing yourself in front of these women? And so when you have the chance, I want you to thoroughly read that. But for the sake of time, I want to go ahead and just read verses 20 to 23. But during your leisure time, during your devotional time with the Lord, I truly just want you to go ahead and read 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 16 all the way to 23. So now, verse 20 to 23, this is what it says. It says, when David returned home to bless his household, Michal, daughter of Saul, came out to meet him and said, how the king of Israel has distinguished himself today, going around half naked in full view of the slave girls of his service as any vulgar fellow would do. Verse 21, David said to Michal, it was before the Lord who chose me rather than your father or anyone from his house when he appointed me ruler over the Lord's people, Israel. I will celebrate before the Lord. I will become even more undignified than this, and I will be humiliated in my own eyes. But by these slave girls you spoke of, I will be held in honor. Verse 23, and Michal, daughter of Saul had no children to the day of her death. I want us to really break down these scriptures. I just really want us to reflect upon these scriptures, especially as it relates to the topic at hand, when obedience costs you everything. Now, I want us to just think about David as a person, as a servant of God, as one whose heart was after God. David, y'all, he was a man of many victories, but let's not forget, he was a man of many troubles. He was a man as well who fought with himself on several occasions. And this is a battle that we're going to have with ourselves in this side of eternity. And I've mentioned this in previous episodes of the podcast where, you know, God did not make you to be sinful. God did not make you to be the way that culture wants you to be. He did not make you to be the way that your sin nature is convincing you to be. God made you to be perfect in every way. God made you to be Christ-like. And so David, he would often have this battle in which he would fight his flesh because he wanted his spirit to rule him. He didn't want to be ruled by his flesh. And therefore, there were times where he was ruled by his flesh. He felt so weary within. He felt so crushed within because he wanted to please God. He didn't want to keep on satisfying the desires of the flesh. And many of us, we need to get to that point where even when we fall short of the glory of the Lord, we want to go, you know, confidently through the throne, to the throne room of grace, right? The presence of God. And we want to ask God to crucify our flesh. We want to ask God to crucify our fleshly desires. We want to ask God to break our heart for what breaks his. We want to ask God to give us a new nature. We want to ask God to bless us to be even more filled with the Holy Spirit, in order for us to live set apart lives, in order for us to be obedient to him, no matter the cost. How many of us have reached this point where it doesn't matter what people say, whatever God says is what we'll do. It doesn't matter what people says is a good relationship or is a good marriage. What matters is what God deems to be a good relationship, what God deems to be a good marriage, what God deems to be a good life, what God deems to be a great blessing. Not what it is that you're reading in the next latest, you know, trending magazine, you know. Not the latest whatever celebrity is, you know, offering you this thing, this thing will set you on fire. No. But what does the Spirit of the Lord say concerning you and your family, concerning your future? That is what we should be interested in. And don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to force my beliefs upon you, but literally there will be a time where every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, and we will be living according to the kingdom ways and not this world's way. And so if that's the situation for our future at hand, then wouldn't it be best for us to start living according to God's way now instead of waiting for tomorrow, which is not promised? And so David, what I admire about David and what I love about David is that he did not care what his own wife was saying, because in this point, in his point of view, he noticed that during this time, his wife was not his wife. She was just a woman, because whatever it is that someone is saying to you that is against God's will for your life, that is not a voice of reason for you to be listening to. I'm going to say this again. Whatever someone is saying to you that is not God's will for your life, that is not a voice of reason to be listening to. You need to be listening to people that hears the voice of the Lord, that lives according to God's ways, that live according to God's word. That person, he or she, that they are a voice of reason in your life. And more importantly, the Holy Spirit is a voice of reason in your life. The literal word of God, the Bible, is a voice of reason for your life. Many of us, we don't read our Bible anymore. Many of us, we're running to other people to tell us what to do. And I'm not saying that it's not good to take wise counsel. I myself, by the grace of God, I give counsel. I do consultations, right? For singles and those who are in relationship, those who, you know, aspire to be married one day and so forth, those who have life goals that they would like to reach, by God's grace, we do that. And that is necessary. But what I'm saying is that it should never replace God in your life. It should never replace the word of the Lord in your life. We all have to make ourselves available to spend that quality time with God in order for us to hear God for ourselves. And the more that you do that, you will notice, my friends, that is when you will say, man, I will do anything for the Lord. I will be obedient to God because that is what gives me life. That is what gives me true joy and satisfaction. That is what gives me purpose. That is my why. My why is not how many money I have in my bank account. My why is not how many likes I get on social media. My why is not how many people that I know. My why is that I know God and God knows me. I'm going to repeat that. My why is that I know God and God knows me. And this is why David was able to dance. Even when people thought he was out of his mind, he was going crazy. He was able to do the crazy in front of people as long as that crazy was for Jesus. I'm going to say this again. He was able to do the crazy before the Lord as long as the crazy was for Jesus. He didn't care what people was going to say about him. Do you know many of us, we care so much what people is going to say about us? I'm telling you, even I just undergone a great testing of faith. And if I cared more of what people would think about me than what God thinks about me, I would not be here to even record this podcast episode. But praise be to God, you know, I took heed to the voice of the Lord. And that is because I took heed to the voice of the Lord. I'm able to stand here today to be able to share this word of encouragement, to be able to bring this faith boost to you. And I praise God because that shows me that God loves you that much, that he will cause his servant, that he will cause me, his daughter, to go through certain things just so I could testify and tell you that God, he is a God who answers on time. God, he is a God. If he tells you to do something, you do it, because he will not make you do something for nothing. He will never tell you to do something for nothing. Everything that you do because you want it to be obedient to the Lord, it will surely bring a result. It will surely bring an expected end. It will surely bring a great harvest. Sometimes when God tells you to do something, you may not see it right then and there, but it's later on. He begins to overflow your life with blessings. Blessings coming left. Blessing is coming right. Blessing is just flowing nonstop because of that one act of obedience that you did, that everybody was laughing at you for doing. But down the line, they're looking at you and they're saying, how in the world is this brother is being so blessed? It seems like blessings is only falling on his life and nobody else. How is this sister being so blessed? It seems like blessing is falling left or right on her life and it's not hitting anybody else. And some people may get jealous, you know, of the way that God is blessing your life, but they have no idea what you've undergone. And to be honest, let us not be people that are just being blessed by the Lord and we don't testify that God is doing it for us. Because so many people right now that is in the body of Christ, they're being blessed, but they're acting like they're blessing themselves and they're not testifying always because of the glory of God. We need to be a group of people that go back and we can say to people, this is not my doing, but this is all God's doing. And this is why Jesus, this is why God himself, he so loved David. And I'm not saying God doesn't love other people, but I'm trying to tell you Bible here. There are people that were more favorable with God than others because they appreciated God more. They love on God more. You need to become an individual. You love God more than anybody else. And the way that you show the Father that you love him more than anybody else, my gosh, he's going to start to spoil you more than anybody else. That is just the truth of the matter. Favor is not fair. Favor is those who are truly surrendering their lives to God, saying, God, I say yes to you forever. I don't say yes to you just when the sun is shining on my life or just when the sun is shining on my face. I'm saying yes when it's raining outside. And I'm going to say yes to you to the end. Do you want to be that individual? Because God is looking for those individuals today. God is looking for those individuals right now, not just when you enter 2024. Many of us are starting to get ready our vision board. But God is saying, you know, this year, I don't want you to even focus on that vision board. I want you to focus on me. I want you to focus on saying yes to me. And if you say yes to me, you don't even need to worry about the check, because I am the God who owns it all. I am the God who owns every cattle on a hill. I am the one who owns everything that is in heaven and everything that is on earth. My goodness. Speaking of which, go ahead and meditate on that. You can find that word in Psalm 24. That's one of the passages that he highlighted to us to read as we're preparing for 2024 and as well all throughout 2024. And so I want you guys to bear in mind too, when you see an individual example, we're just talking about David here to highlight this message. When you see an example of an individual who has given their whole life to follow Jesus, and you recognize that this individual is doing something that is unconventional, is doing something that is unordinary, or is doing something that is outside of the box, I want to give you this warning. Do not be like the world and do not be like other Christians that are Pharisees and quickly judge that individual, because you have no idea what they're undergoing. And not only that, you have no idea if in fact they're dancing before the Lord or they're being obedient to God. Let's go ahead and read verse 23 in that passage that we just read, because it's very important. Because again, we don't want to pronounce curses on people. That is never my desire. But I'm just giving you this warning. So, and that warning is for myself as well, to be able to always be, you know, slow to pronounce judgment upon people and to really to discern with the spirit, right? With our spirit. But most importantly, to discern with the help of the Holy Spirit where someone is coming from. If they're coming from the flesh, if they're coming from a false spirit, or if in fact God is leading them to do such acts. This is what happened to his very wife, David, in verse 23 of 2 Samuel chapter 6. Verse 23 says this of his wife, and Michal, daughter of Saul, which was his wife, although they were separate for a time, had no children to the day of her death. And the reason, y'all, she had no children was, in fact, the way that she, you know, did not take David dancing before the Lord seriously. Instead of her joining in on David celebrating before the Lord and giving him thanks for giving him the victories over his enemies, she's making fun of David. She is saying, don't you see how you're crazy before these young women, how you look half naked in full view of them? It's literally like, let me give you this version of it. Don't you see how stupid you look? Don't you see how foolish you look, how crazy you look before these young women? They're going to think that you're out of your mind. They're going to think that you have a mental disorder and that you need to go to the mental institution. And that's many of us today as believers. The world thinks we're out of our mind. The world thinks we are schizophrenic because we hear the voice of the Lord. We're not supposed to be hearing other voices but ourselves. We're not supposed to be hearing other voices but, voices of other human beings. Have we gotten too smart that we want to think like the world when God wants us to have the mind of Christ? My gosh. And so this was what Michal was caught up in. She was caught up in having a worldly thinking instead of to have the mind of Christ, instead of to following in her husband's example and dancing before the Lord for what the Lord did for David. So many of us, we are so self-centered that when our brother or sister, God opens a door for them, instead of celebrating for what God has done in their life and also celebrating along with them, we are jealous in our heart. And we're saying, how come that couldn't have been me? What did she do or what did he do was so great? We have to really, you know, meditate on such passages like this. And take after David's example. We need to meditate on such passages such as Colossians 3. I'm going to go ahead and share it as an additional scripture for you to meditate on, including the scriptures that I didn't get a chance to just really read for tonight's episode. But I want you guys to really, you know, just pay attention to the patterns that God uses throughout scripture to warn us as believers of what not to do and what to do. Before I go ahead and close out tonight's episode, I want us to go ahead and quickly turn our Bible pages to 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. And this is what it says. Obedience is better than sacrifice. I'm going to continue. It says more than that. It says, but Samuel answered, which pleases the Lord more, burnt offerings and sacrifices or obeying his commands? It is better to obey the Lord than to offer sacrifices to him. It is better to listen to him than to offer the fat from rams. Now, I want to go ahead and dissect the scripture, because many of us, we hear this scripture and the way that it's been portrayed for many years has been saying a half message. So you will literally hear, just like I said previously, I just said the first part, right? Or a part of it. I said obedience is better than sacrifice. What sacrifice, though? Because there are times where God is going to tell you to obey, and that's going to require you to make a sacrifice. It's not that obedience is better than sacrifice. It's that obedience is better than false sacrifices. Because you see what the servant of the Lord says? But Samuel answered, this is what he says. Which pleases the Lord more, burnt offerings and sacrifices or obeying his commands? To obey God's command will require you to sacrifice some things. It will require you to sacrifice your time. It will require you to disconnect yourself from certain people. It will require you to even move in certain seasons, to certain places that you did not even think that you would be moving to. It will cause you to sacrifice giving of your things away, right? Perhaps you have too many clothes and God is wanting you to donate some clothes to a shelter, or giving it to people who are less fortunate than you. All of those are sacrifices, because some of you, perhaps you didn't want to give things away. You didn't want to let go of that thing, but God is telling you to let go of it. And many times God is telling you to let go of a thing in order for you to welcome the new blessing that he has for your life. Do you see where I'm going with this? But some of us, we think that means, you don't have to do any hard things for God. You don't have to say, yes to God when it's difficult. You only need to say yes to God when it's easy. No. It's just saying that obedience is better than false sacrifices. Obedience is better than fake love. Literally, that's what it's saying. During that time, people would sacrifice bulls to God, but their hearts were far away from God. It's literally like they were putting more trust in their own, in the sacrifices, than they were putting trust in God. And I'm going to close with this. God does not want us to put our trust in our disciplines, our trust in our sacrifices more than him. God wants us to put our trust only in him. And God wants us to all reach to a level in our faith in him that we will say yes to him no matter what, even when it costs everything. Because if obedience costs us everything, then God becomes our everything. And when God becomes your everything, you have all that you need. Because remember what he says in Psalm 24. Everything belongs to him. He owns everything in heaven and he owns everything on earth. And so, my friends, it is such a great pleasure to be back and to have been able to share this empowering word unto you. I pray that it was empowering unto you, because it was empowering unto me. If you like this episode, please go ahead and share it with a friend or two, and make sure that you're subscribed to the Mastering Singlehood and Relationships podcast, because we release new episode every Friday. And as I've mentioned previously in the beginning of this episode, please stay tuned, because we're going to be releasing two more episodes before the month of December comes to an end. And please make sure that you're sticking tuned and staying plugged in to the podcast, because we'll be releasing new episodes all year long, 2024. And so this was all. I pray that you were blessed. And remember, all things are possible to Christ Jesus. Until next time, this was your sister in Christ, JLP. Peace out. Take care.